life, ponytails tight and bobble ops. Stop, stick around, come through and dig the sound of the fly brown 6060 cycle. Who throws a dick around? Bound to go three plat, came to destroy rap. It's an intricate plot of a b-boy strap. Fem stat cats get kidnapped, then release a statement to the press, let the rest know who did that. Metal fist terrorists claim responsibility. Broken household name usually set in hostility. What is MF, you silly? I like to take men's to the end for 2 milli. That's the audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back, came in and go out alone black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government tumor lay, either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and checked in. Cell number 17, I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean, was bad luck, a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cypher Punk, leave him left scrape. God forbid, if ain't no escape, blame him left take.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. I forgot to turn on the mic for that part, but that's okay. We're here now. Okay, well, hang on. Give me a second.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have a guest joining me here today. Let me make sure that she is able to get on. Well, that is not... Oh, wait. Yeah, use that one. Now you should be able to talk.
Hello.
Yeah, I can't hear you. It was set up already. That was my B. You know, it works easier when you have headphones on. You'd be able to hear yourself. And what you sound like. You're just going.
I'm going with the flow.
All right, go with the flow. But yes, welcome. That was the beginning of Doomsday by MF Doom. I don't know if you know that song, but I didn't want to play the full song because, I mean, there was cursing in it that I forgot about. That's my fault, though. But I got it. I caught it. But... Jen, you said you had some topic or something you wanted to talk about, and you were telling me in the other room, and I have to say, I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Well, so it all started. Oh, wow, this is great sound quality. You were right. Okay, anyway.
See, I told you. Okay, is it just me or can you hear buzzing?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. We might change. That might be. Wait, is it the mic? Yep, it's that mic. Okay. We're going to move you to a different mic.
CC.
That one.
Mic 3.
You want mic 3? All right. You should be good.
Hola.
Oh, wait. It helps if I did it again. Now you're good.
Hola.
There you go. Much better. Much better.
Okay. So, my birthday's coming up, just so you know.
Kind of love birthdays.
Yeah. And my sisters asked me what I wanted, and, you know, I've been craving some things recently from a new trend that's been going around called a Visco girl.
No, Jen. Why did you have to do this?
Well, I don't know what Brandon hates. Maybe he just hates women.
No, but that is not what I said.
But I think Visco girls are awesome. So...
It's I feel like more people do it ironically now, but is this a lifestyle you want to do?
I don't believe that people do it ironically at all.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's a really beautiful aesthetic.
Okay.
I think the brands that are associated with it are really nice. I just ordered a Fjallraven. And, the backstory behind Fjallraven is that it was, I skimmed the website, but the guy who founded it, he's from Sweden and he wanted to improve bone health and back care in Sweden because it was a big problem. And he created this really unique backpack that just helped a public health crisis.
Yes, that's so, the PSA for the day.
Yeah, so you don't need to play another one,
No, I have to. Don't worry.
That's one brand associated with being a Visco girl.
Wait, before we continue, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Grayscale and the most returned guest I've ever had on the show.
Hi, I'm Jen.
Fan favorite, might I add.
Yes, I know. Keep the compliments coming, folks. They make me happy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but please continue.
Okay, Fjällräven is a really cool brand. Hydro Flasks. Everyone needs a Hydro Flask. I mean, why are we reusing water bottles all the time? We could have a Hydro Flask. So Fjällräven helping Swedish children. Hydro Flasks saving the environment. Like, I think...
Does it need to be specific to Hydro Flask, though?
Yes. Any other brand is trash.
Wait, what about my Nalgene?
Oh my god, Nalgenes are actually, like, such an old brand.
Okay, so what's wrong with the
old? Out with the old and with the new. And, like, Nalgenes don't keep your shit cold. Oh.
Jen, there was one rule.
Okay, I cursed. I'm so sorry. Don't fire Brandon. He's great. He'll never bring me on again. They don't keep your stuff cold. Nalgenes are just Nalgenes.
But I like my stickers on my Nalgene.
Yeah, that's also another thing. I got like $30 worth of stickers.
$30 worth of, what stickers? Do these stickers come with gold?
Stickers? Okay, like, obviously the cheap, inexpensive ones that, like, aren't going to hold up to water are, like, 99 cents. But, like, if you want ones on your laptop, your Hydro Flask, that aren't going to, like, wear down, you need to get the expensive stuff.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
I'm learning so much.
I spent a lot on stickers.
So. Okay, what's like your favorite sticker that you got though?
Oh, let me think. I don't know, just a lot of cute things. Like I got this like cartoon sticker of a Fiji water.
Fiji water?
Yeah, it's because that was cute.
Oh my gosh.
Like a sticker of a cartoon corgi. It's just like little random cute things.
Okay.
Okay, so I got the backpack down. I got the water bottle down. I'm on my way to becoming a Visco girl.
What else do you need?
I need a lot more
things. You have
the
Birkenstocks.
I don't have the Birks. I need the Birks.
I thought you said you did. Oh.
No, I want them.
Okay.
Okay, but like also Crocs are associated with the look too, which I'm not a fan about.
What?
Crocs are so ugly.
No, they're not.
If you wear Crocs in public, you got... Can I say the B word?
No, you can't. No. You cannot. Dang, you're about to get... you're going to catch beef with all the people I worked with over the summer.
Damn. Oh.
Jen, I'm cutting you off. All right. So, while Jen comes together and collects herself... We're going to go to the music. I'm going to have a stern talking with her. And we will be back in the station here soon. We'll see you soon.
Yo, playing the latest Johnny Coltrane up on the KCO, making me make my lady moan. Smoke a strain of OG, roll trees, sounds hot when you say a stone. Lost and faded though, a Miles Davis flow, lots of soul, I see more house, you know. I suppose in the cold without a coat, it's a cold, it is froze to the toes in the mold. Anything is possible. I'm rocking Massimo, like I'm an Aussie bro, drinking Fosters in the back of Billy Bob's Camaro. But yo, not so artsy though. This ain't a Barty show, party with the Barbie stuff. Started up with cardio, probably going guarded if I could, like I'm Sicario. This is where my heart is to my darling, then I'm sorry, yo. I'm Marcus Garvey mode, I ain't gon' argue, yo. This one be the hardest, like it's starving in the Arctic, so. Stop the Nazi and the kids who try to box me. You obviously never stop me on my quest with Asani. We Giovanni, Dolce and Gabbana. Don't you wanna line up a bottle up on a vinyl? Thought you needed a reminder, I'm raping the beat through writing G, and letting it be the life for me. Rhyming it nice and climbing the pipes from letting the dope enlighten me. I'm hyping G, right? Go for the shot for three, switch buckets. The puppets on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood ain't nice as me. Like it be? Not tough. Blame Rich for throwing me audible crack. I catch lacking in D, suggest you audible that. Break, chill. You know you a fan, my man, you love it in fact. Questing a baby, stay in the building, ripping it up, you stuck in the shack. Cap. Damn, chill. Them niggas be stuck on my sack. Nevertheless, remaining aggressive, revving the real and loving the rap.
never the stacks. Honeys be loving the steez, of course I'm loving them back. You can catch me putting my flag on top of the hill and puffing the black, killing the flows for show. Give them those and they right in them shows. TZ be the pros, it's back so fast. I dash, catch up and stack. Give me the jazz and the cash. Give them that, it's a rap, it's a rap.
Just like that, we're going to be back in the studio. I've had my talking with Jen. Are you good? Are we going to have any more incidents?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I've never learned a curse word in my life.
But we'll let the song play in the background. It's an instrumental. But please continue me down your Visco Girl journey.
All right. So what have I said so far?
You talked about you talked about your backpack. You talked about the shoes. You talked about... your hydro flask.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you needing?
I guess I got to invest in Crocs now, which I'm not too happy about.
I mean, but you have options.
I do have options. I'm not going to get Crocs. That was
Shout out Proctor Camp staff.
Mm-mm.
Rocking the Crocs.
No.
Jen, I don't want to hear it.
Like, people will wear these, like, to class.
Birkenstocks?
No, I like the Birks. I think
I'll
actually get those.
Or you mean wearing Crocs?
The Crocs.
They're like the perfect multi-terrain shoe.
I thought Crocs were always like a joke.
No.
Like, I didn't think they were like an actual shoe that people wore.
Yeah, it's like Heelys.
But Heelys are fun. I mean, they can act, they actually like kind of look good. But Crocs?
Crocs are fun. Have you seen those little like... They're not stickers, but like you can get those thingies that you push into the holes.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah. Express your style.
No. What else? Yeah, there's a few other brands I might get into, but I'm on my path to Visco Girl. I also wanted to talk about another thing that I've been getting into, and that's...
Listeners at home, she's pulling out the phone.
Yep, I'm pulling out the phone and I'm recording myself because I'm a vlogger.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? You want to talk about the...
What did you think that was going to say?
I was kind of scared. I didn't know where that was going to go.
Oh, okay. Well, now you know.
Okay. Wait, have you made your first one yet?
I have not. I'm making like a...
It's a bunch of like little pieces. Are you just making like the recap of the year?
Oh yeah, this is basically my entire winter in 5 minute video, I guess.
You're gonna fit all of these into 5 minutes?
I don't have a lot of footage. I think you're just in a lot of them.
I just happen to be always at the place and time where you're filming.
You're the star.
I mean, call it Brandon's
but
vlogs.
Do you know how much vloggers make?
Like, a lot of money.
Like, they make $200,000 a year. Some of
yeah.
them. A lot of them.
Advertisements and products and...
That's crazy. They don't do anything.
They vlog. That's a thing.
But, like, vlog... Like, what are they doing on
and
a day-to-day?
And also, it's like... a personality thing.
It is a personality thing.
Because, like, if a really boring person was like, oh, I'm vlogging.
Like, yeah, but, like, if you have the personality, it's like, you don't have to do any work.
Exactly. You know? So you're doing what you love. You love, I guess.
Documenting your life. So, yeah. That's the end of this vlog. I was recording that whole thing, by the way.
Yep. Be on the lookout. End of 2019, the vlog.
I'm going to be bringing in the big bucks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Jen, when you make it, don't forget I was in a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. I will dedicate it to all the people in my first vlog.
Yes. All right, we made it. So if this engineering degree doesn't work out, I made it to the vlog.
I was going to say a word, but I stopped myself.
You caught yourself. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Anything for Brandon.
Yes, I like this. I don't want to lose my radio show.
Oh, of course.
Okay. We're good. We're good. We're good. But you also, over the musical break, wrote on your hand that you needed to buy shirts. You want to tell the people why you need to buy shirts?
Yes, of course. So, quick plug. Tufts Dance Collective show is on Saturday, December 7th. You can come for the open dress rehearsal, but what's the fun in that? Get a ticket to the TDC show on Saturday, December 7th.
Is that the... Wait, do they have two showings?
They do. They have one at 5:30 and 9,
yeah,
I believe.
People go to the 9 one.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the 9 one.
Trust.
We can't tell you why. Just trust us.
I'm gonna be
go to the 9 one. No, you're not.
Oh, no, I'm not. I didn't say the word. It wasn't even a bad word.
Nope. But it's going to be fun. That's
yeah.
what we'll say.
Yeah. My dance is kind of Post Malone themed, so
yeah.
come
Wait,
through.
What is it called? What did you guys end up calling it?
I don't know if I can say it on the air, but it is called Beer, Bows, and Bentleys. Like,
I mean, that's like an album, like close enough.
Post-album, yeah. So we worked really hard on it, me and my housemate Kara.
Yes,
and
the bits that I saw, I was like,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I think it's a work of art, actually.
It looks really cool.
You know, TDC, everyone says it's a joke, but I think I created
There's
art.
There's some good choreographies, yeah. Not gonna lie.
You could put my dance in a movie theater and then call it art, and it would win an Oscar.
It's like short
like
films.
It's that good, so come through, guys.
Also, I'll plug my stuff. I have 3 performances in the next 2 days. SOC is this Friday, and they might be having it Saturday, but I'm performing on Friday. If you are around in the area, come to SOC on Friday. It's going to be really, really fun. The little bits of choreos that I had seen were super, super, super good from SOC. And then Turbo, you know, always comes up with something fun and interesting to do. So really looking forward to performing that for you guys. And then that same day, or actually before SOC, I will be performing at the Fall Dance Concert in Jackson with a couple people from Turbo, but it's for the breakdancing class that we have here. And it's really, really fun. And we had the dress rehearsal and stuff tonight, and it was very, very fun. It was us just messing around for probably 3 hours. But from what I saw and what I was told, but they might be a little biased, but it looked really cool. So that's on Friday and Saturday, Jackson Dance Lab. Tickets, I want to say, are still available. And I want to say it's at like 7. But I don't really remember off the top of my head. I just know I have to be there at like 4:30. But I don't think they have to. Like, if you want to see it, it's not at 4:30. I just have to be there extra super duper early because we're doing another dress rehearsal. But anyways, that's my spiel. Do you have any plans for this upcoming Thanksgiving break? We have like 2 more days of classes.
Oh my goodness. We're getting to the end of it.
Oh, honestly, this semester for me went really, really fast.
Yeah. Well, it's always very slow and painful for me, but I can't believe it's over.
No, it was definitely not real painful, but there was like a lot that happened, but it went pretty quickly for me. Like, I feel like I blinked and it's November.
Wow. I wish I lived that life.
Do you schedule your classes and stuff?
I'm going to be studying abroad in London.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know what my classes are going to be, but I don't really care because I'm not going there for school. Not going to lie. Well, like, I am. I'm there to, like...
You're there to experience
the school, but, like, I'm ready to just meet new people, yeah. Have fun, you
You're
know?
In a whole other country.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I scheduled my classes, and I went from doing... If I counted it up, this semester I did 23 hours of work, and next semester I'm doing 15. So it's going to be really weird. I'm going to have time. I don't know what I'll do with myself.
You can host another radio show.
I could have of course I'm going to have another radio show. Mm-hmm. I like this too much. Two radio shows. What would I do for the second one?
Well, one could be a talk show and another is a music show.
Oh, right? Okay.
I like that. And you bring on like a new guest every week.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I have an idea.
All right.
So I forgot the name of this radio show, but like it would just be prank calls. They would like prank call people on the air.
Just prank call people.
I think it would be so much fun to do that on a show. Yeah.
I don't know. There aren't really rules against it. I wouldn't see why they wouldn't.
Do you want to prank
call? No, we're not prank calling someone today.
No.
I don't want to take the chances.
Okay.
I'll do research, though. I got you.
Gotcha.
That would be fun. That's a lot of, like, work, though. 2 radio shows. Would I have to have a different name for both of my shows?
Yeah. Like, you'd have to change your whole look.
The whole look? But I like my look.
Like, your voice and everything. So, like...
Would I have to make it higher or lower?
Higher.
A higher voice?
Like you could be a girl in one and a boy in the other.
No, that's so much work. My voice would be shot by the end of that.
That's what performers do.
But I'm not a performer. I'm a college student.
You're in turbo.
Okay, but I don't have to talk.
True.
It's okay.
Well, shucks.
I'll probably get a job. Like, I need money.
What's the best job you could do on Tufts campus?
I don't know. I've never had a Tufts campus job. Oh, wait. Really? That's a lie. I work for the theater.
Mm.
And I think that's pretty good. Like, I make my own hours. I work when I can, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also get to, like... I say I just flip light switches for a living. It's a little more than that, but it's basically that.
You underrate yourself. Oh, speaking of... money and jobs on campus. To make some quick cash, I've been participating in research studies campus.
Yes. Tell them about this.
Yeah. So a couple days ago, I just did my first paid research study at 200 Boston Ave. And basically, I didn't know what to expect going into this, but I knew that the ad said I would get paid $20, and I really wanted $20. I'm going to whip out the phone because this is a good story.
You wrote it down?
No, I'm recording myself.
Oh, okay.
No judgment here.
I'm not judging.
Anyway, so at the research study, they like sat me down in a chair and they like put some sort of like wires on my head and on my back, and they made me like watch a lecture, and they like kind of put currents through my head so it started to really hurt. It was like they were basically shocking my head. Like it was exactly like straight out of a Black Mirror episode. It was very odd.
It hurt? Did they say
it hurt? Like we had like a pain scale of 0 to 7. Like
what were you at?
I was at like a 4.
All right. So like you definitely felt it. That's what I'm
felt
getting at.
It. Dang. And it was $20 well spent.
What'd you spend?
I got
your $20
takeout
on?
That night.
Hey,
so
there you go.
It was great.
Electrocution for some takeout. That sounds like a good trade-off.
Yeah. I actually went to another one this morning, too.
Did you get shocked again?
No. Do you want me to tell a story? Should we hold off?
Let's hold off. We'll go to some music. We'll leave the listeners on edge.
Yeah. Tune in to hear the story.
Stay tuned to hear the story of what happened. And we will catch back up with you here very, very soon to figure out what happened to Jen this morning. See you soon.
Yeah. Well, listen up. Yeah. I met you a while back when snapbacks were intact. You missed that. Well, in fact, I don't know where I'm going with this. Well, I was hoping maybe I can just make you my miss. Oh, wait. Too quick or maybe too slow. You're divine with your style, so baby, just groove on. You telling other brothers that tripping to move on. I'm just trying to catch me your vibe that just moves so, So tell me how you feeling. The so-called realist ain't did it, I really live it. I really love the situation you got me giving. If it wasn't for your love, my homie, I'd be different. That sounds livid. Wait, am I missing the point to the matter of the fact? We on a good page, a good age for a brother that behaves in this day and today. You got me giving that good love. 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 Yeah, you got me giving that good love. Yeah, you got me giving that good love. Giving that good love. You got me giving that good love. Yeah, you got me giving that good love.
I met you a while back when you rap backpack kid with no sense of concept. My dad never really liked you that much. A bad touch to my household on that note. I ain't tryna break your heart, but my family believing we won't make it far on that note. I've been one to prove wrong every minute and a minute. Who's there to fight love? Who's there to fight us? Who's there to try us? I ride the fight bus on conquest to reach your heart. I remember X-Man put the blame on me, and these days you're just what I need. I fought for it like my name Ali. I'm just hoping we can see part to be us. They just wanna bring us down. We ain't never let it bring us down. Why the hell would it tear us apart? So baby girl, got me giving that good love. You 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 got me giving that good love. Yeah, you got me giving that good love. Yeah, you got me giving that good love. Giving that good love. You got me giving that good love. Yeah, you got me giving that good love.
You got me giving that good love, yeah. You got me giving that good love, yeah. You got me giving that good love, giving that good love. You got me giving that good love, yeah. You got me giving that good love.
dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just played love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be her, and I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man. He was a Rudy suit, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her, and it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to Tilly, the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. The letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
Just like that, we're back in the station. Before we learn what happened to Jen, let me read this really quickly. Let the people know. You know, when I do my PSAs, I always like to do something that's about fire safety. And now that we're getting into the winter time, people are starting to bust out their heaters. And just listen up. I want to make sure everyone's safe and has a good like holiday season stuff coming up. So... Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I hope you learned. Now, Jen, please tell us, what was the research study that you did this morning?
Okay, so I'm really desperate for money, so I've actually booked my entire week next week with research studies, so I'm bringing in some quick cash. The one I did this morning, so it was definitely a research study about gun control, or that's the sense that I got from it. Okay, so there were a lot of different parts to it, but pretty much the first part, you took a quiz that you had to like rate your feeling,
okay,
how you were feeling. So
like on the topic?
No, just
or
like,
just like how you were feeling in general.
In general, yeah. So it was like on a scale of 1 to 5, how lively do you feel right now? And then it was just a bunch of questions like that. And then also like sprinkled in with like, how do you feel about gun control on a scale of 1 to 5?
Okay.
It was just like randomly sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
And then the lady, the supervisor, stood me up and she like gave me something that looked like a gun.
Okay.
And then she just made me do a series of tasks with it where like it would point like a laser. So like she showed me like a big white screen, and then there would be like a blue box that would go from side to side, and it needs to like, it was basically a shooter game, I guess.
Okay.
And then afterwards, she sat me down, and I had to take the quiz all over again.
Okay.
And it was just odd.
Interesting.
But I got $35 out of it.
Hey.
So if you are looking for quick cash, I think research studies are a very interesting story to tell, I guess. And then you get money. So.
Dang. I'm going to have to start looking into that.
It's great. It's better than having a job.
And yeah. You can $35, bam,
at any point,
right there.
In cash.
That's
great. Oh my God, they have like this safe where they keep the money, where they give out to the participants, mm-hmm. and like I almost caught the code to the safe.
No, don't be bank heisting the research place.
Well, she was just willy-nilly. She wasn't covering
Wait,
it.
Wait, did they
all.
Have one
I
of those
counter
things?
I think she
like,
wanted me to know.
Look at all this cash we have. Mm. Not for you.
Mm.
Do they have like one of those counter thingies? I always think those are fun. Where they like put the money in and it just like cycles through and counts how many bills it are. It was like,
oh my God, that is cool.
Right? I always think those are fun. And they just make cool noises. All right, I'm trying to think. What is the thing going on in my life right now that I need to tell? I never have any interesting stories.
There's always a thing going on.
There is always something going on, but it's never really like interesting. Like I could sit here, I got this project going on. We're making a passcode game. Ooh.
Oh come on, that's cool.
No, it's
I feel
so,
like engineering like, things are always pretty cool.
I feel like I turn into a nerd and let me get and push my glasses all the way my big box ones.
It's cool to be a nerd.
It's fun. I will admit, it is quite fun.
Like you can speak to a lot of things, Brandon.
I like to nerd out about some stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go down that subject because I'll spend the rest of the radio show talking about something.
I want to hear you talk about what you're passionate about.
Okay, the biggest thing...
If you're passionate, you're a nerd.
The biggest thing that I'm passionate about, and it definitely goes and fits, I'm passionate about like electricity. I really like the concept of electricity. It's really fun, and I think it's really cool. And I wish we like talked about it more and stuff growing up, but it's just so cool that there's this power out there. Well, not a power, but there's this thing that is everywhere and is in everything, and you can't see it, but your day wouldn't be able to be like a normal person's day won't be able to happen without it. And it is powerful enough to stop your heart, but it's also what's used to restart it. It just blows my mind. But let me not.
I want to see you go down this deep, dark road, because it's very entertaining.
It's just so cool. Like, and then I always just think of how did people figure this out to where, and I understand like what electricity is now, but back then, how did people figure this out? And I remember Bill Nye talked about it in the episode that he talked about electricity.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin and the key.
No.
And the kite. That's where it came
from. No, that's not where it came from. It was, I mean, yes and no.
Mm-hmm. I learned about this in elementary school.
What it was, I can't remember who the guy was. I want to say it was either some scientist with the last name Henry or Farad, because I just know that they named something after him. And he was doing this demonstration where he took this coil of wire and would rub it across the magnet, and then he attached it to another coil wire that was like on the complete other side of the like stage that he was presenting, and he waved his coil of magnets over the wire, and it caused the needle of the compass all the way over there to like wiggle, and that's how electricity was initially understood. And he, like, some lady came up to him after the show and was like, okay, yeah, that's like a really cool magic trick, but like, what's useful for it? And he like stopped and thought there for a second, and he couldn't really think of an answer, because like, there's this force that we don't know exactly what it is, but just think of the things that we could do with it. And so I'm sure like back then when I'm making electricity, people were like, okay, let me just light my candle, because you're gonna take this for a while. But now look where we are today.
Wow. I'm so grateful for the people that have paved the way to make my life so cushy.
I always think if humanity had to restart with all the knowledge and stuff that we have, how long would it take to get back to where we are now?
I feel like I spend the majority of my day watching YouTube, watching Netflix, scrolling through Instagram and Facebook, and like these things just didn't exist.
If we had to restart 50 years ago. If we Yeah, that's insane to think. Even at the beginning, there's a thing going on since this is the end of the decade. People are like showing what they looked at the beginning and what they look like now. Even just in 2009, how far technology and stuff has come.
I know.
It's kind of scary. Everything has come.
How far fashion trends have come.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What
I
do
was
you think
just,
was the, what was just the fad during my- that?
I was just telling my sisters this, like, people still walk, this is back to the Crocs thing, but people still walk around in shoes like Uggs and Crocs. Yeah. Like, I saw a girl walking past me with Uggs today, and I was like, no, honey, you are probably like 22 years old. Take those fur balls off your feet and get normal boots. Same thing with Crocs. Anyways, I like where the trends have gone. I'm not like super into how like the trend is going toward like dressing down, because I feel like that's like
dressing down.
Yeah,
but I like my sweatpants,
like the oversized t-shirts, like everything like that. It's all part of the
Visco
girl thing.
Well, that's not a fad though. People have been wearing oversized clothes. Jen, have you ever been?
Yeah, but now
to like the hood.
But now it's like trend. Like the girls that like 10 years ago would have been wearing like Louis Vuitton boots are now in like oversized hoodie. Like it's a it's like a fad wear. Like everyone's just wearing hoodies now. But that are oversized.
God forbid everyone wear hoodies.
Well, that's where like fashion is going. Like
it's going towards the dress
opposite,
down,
you know. Yeah.
Okay. No, but there is something fun about like dressing up. Like I had
there
to wear a suit.
Is. If everyone dressed down, everyone would just be down on the ground.
I don't know if that's how it works.
In my world.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't even know how we got there. But.
Neither do I, but we got there. That's all that matters. But there is one thing I want to talk about, and we're winding down. So I'll finish these last couple songs, and then when we come back, I'll ask you what you feel and if you've had exposure to this thing yet. But till then, enjoy. And definitely, we're taking a hard pivot. These songs are very relaxing. They're nice piano songs. And I hope you enjoy. And we will catch you here shortly.
I love piano.
Bye-bye. just like that, we're back in the studio for probably the final time for the night. So before we get to that, shout out to Coons. Put me on those songs. Well, that was Rohan and Coons. It was really funny. Rohan just called me. It was like, I was going to call in to request a song, and it was literally the song you just played.
Shout out to Rohan.
So shout out to Rohan. That was, I don't even know how to say that, Ylang Ylang. It's FKJ's new EP. Give it a listen. It's really, really good. It's like my chill music. And then Sunday Vibes by Masego, which is only fitting that he was the next person to be played. So shout out to you guys. Thank you for putting me on the good music, because it's great. But I wanted to ask you, Disney Plus has finally arrived. Have you had the chance?
Oh, yes. So
what have you been watching?
I was such a Disney Channel girl. Back in the day.
Like, I found that out like the first radio show.
Oh, yeah. And it's been very, very, like, I think Disney Plus has like added a new purpose in my life. Besides Netflix, I might cancel Netflix now because I have just Disney Plus and it gives me so much happiness. But I was talking to a friend today who said that she had never watched any Disney show growing up. None of it. Like literally zero Disney show. And it makes my heart sad that people didn't have a childhood.
I can understand that. Like, I didn't really watch much Disney. I watched more Cartoon Network and like Nickelodeon, but of course I watched like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and like Wizards of Waverly Place. Those were probably the big twos that I watched. Other than that, I don't think I really watched anything else.
Yeah, and like these shows have changed my life. And if we're talking about shows that changed our lives, I don't know how much time I have for this, but How I Met Your Mother.
That's like, not Disney Plus.
I know, but like I like to bring up the show into any conversation because I'm such an expert.
You're such an expert.
Yeah.
Are you the type of person that knows like episode? If I were to just name a season and episode, you would know it?
Yes.
What?
My favorite episode is season 8, episode 24.
Which one is that?
I think that's the one where,
It's your favorite episode.
Oh, wait. No, wait. I think that's where they reveal No, that's not where they reveal
They reveal the mother, like, the entire last season.
Right. Okay, I forgot. That was a lie. But anyways, it's such a good show, and, like...
It is a good show.
Like, I've cried over it. It's gotten me through difficult times, just watching How I Met Your Mother and chillin'.
I haven't watched that in a while. Is it still on Hulu? Where do you watch it?
I haven't watched it in a while, actually. I kind of burned out after I watched every episode like 10 times.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So I'm taking a couple year break before I get back into it.
Last time I checked, it was on Hulu, so I might have to give it a spin again.
Mm-hmm. Has any show changed your life?
Any show changed my life? I don't know what I used to... I watched... When I was growing up, I watched The Fairly Odd Parents... and Jimmy Neutron probably the most. I also watched like a lot of old cartoons. My mom used to let me watch like Tom and Jerry and Looney Tunes a lot. So I watched those a lot.
Classy.
Yeah. Cartoons or shows that changed my life. I don't know.
Have you shed a tear over a TV show?
Have I shed a tear over a TV show?
Yeah. Like a lot of people say Game of Thrones or Friends or like the big ones.
I haven't finished Game of Thrones, so no.
I hate Game of Thrones.
I don't hate it. It's really fun. I like watching
boring.
It is. Okay, those are some real long episodes. I will give you that. There's a lot going on, and I forget people. There's only one character as of right now. Don't spoil it for me. He's still alive. His name is Tyrion Lannister, and he is just like... the like... runt of the litter for this really rich family. So he just spends all his family's money, and he's really, really funny. I like him the most. But
doesn't everyone in that show die? Not to spoil anything, but like,
okay, as far as I know, everyone dies, so I'm just kind of waiting at this point, like, all right, once his comeuppance coming. But I watched shows that I remember watching all the way through. I watched The Office.
But I didn't cry at the office.
Oh, we're coming full circle. The office is also a VSCO girl thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't watch The Office anymore.
Yeah. You can't drive a Jeep. No, you can't watch
The
Office.
Drive a Jeep.
So basically, being a VSCO girl means you like everything that's good.
Oh, man. It's hard out here.
Yeah.
What else did I watch all the way through? I watched How I Met Your Mother all the way through, but I didn't cry. I used to watch wrestling when I was younger. I feel like that's where most of my watching went. And I watched more movies than I watched TV shows. Mm. Like, I don't like having to wait. Or if I watch a TV show, I want it to be all the way done so I can binge it.
Oh, you know what a throwback TV show was?
What?
Probably not for you, but Pretty Little Liars.
No, definitely not for me.
Yeah. But, like, I swear to God, every girl from grade 6 to, like, even 11 watched that show.
Pretty Little Liars. Was that the ABC Family show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was great.
Oh, what did I watch?
I feel like I spent half of my childhood watching television, so I know
watched
a lot
more, like, comedies than I did dramas. Like, I watched, what's that show? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, I never That's got really into funny. That. That's
really funny. I like that. I'm trying to finish that. What else did I used to watch? No, I would say I definitely watch more movies than anything. Mm. I've cried at movies. The one that's sticking out, did you ever watch Hotel for Dogs?
No.
Oh, I cried at that.
I cried at Bridge to Terabithia.
Okay, but that's sad.
Very sad. I remember being in, like, second grade and crying. Like, I felt that at a young age.
Yeah, that was rough. I don't know. But now that I have Disney Plus, I'm trying to watch more and more, like, old Disney Channel shows. But
oh, yeah. Shout I'll out to our friend Rosane for giving us her account, because I would not have been able to afford that.
Yeah, Rosane is like the mom of our friend group. She always is there to provide. But this show is now coming to an end. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Stick around. There's a great DJ coming up next. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Amp It Up on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Touch Free Form Radio. This has been DJ Grayscale and
Jen.
And Jen. Thank you all for listening. And we won't be here next week because Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.
The week after, we will be back. Take care, guys.
What y'all? Everything got out in the box, though.
Press the button to begin.
All my life, me ever have my gun, so me have to move sharp like me knife. All my life, me pray say when me get wealthy, I'm a man and me wife. All my life, this thing force me fi be a killer just like Rodney Price. All my life, nah, all my life.
One take Kobe, some boy don't know me. Though I'm rough, them can't believe a grandma draw me. Know a few popcorn songs, oh, I feel them know me. 4 miles me used to walk to school, them know man's story, ha.